This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Overwatch character, some cloud gaming, and some delays. We begin today with Eurogamer. And they are saying that EA is closing some servers later this year. This would include Crysis 3, Dante's Inferno, and Dead Space 2. And that would really make some online parts of the games unplayable. Now, in March, EA did announce that Battlefield 1943 and Battlefield Bad Company and Battlefield Bad Company 2 were indeed set to be delisted in April because of the, quote, retirement of the online services for these titles, unquote, which is scheduled for the 8th of December. Now, for the games I just listed, for, like Crysis 3, EA did not make an official announcement yet, but their servers will close in 2024. Now, that was spotted by Pure Xbox, and the products can be found on the EA site of what was actually shut down. Now, Crysis 3 will be shut down on September 7th, and the remastered will not include any of the multiplayer modes. So basically, the content will still be there, but the multiplayer original game on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Xbox One, all through backwards compatibility, that would also include Steam and EA Launcher, would also be unplayable. On the 8th of December, Dante's Inferno and Dead Space 2, along with the Battlefield titles, the servers will be going down. The online co-op, Dante's Inferno, which was on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Portable and Xbox 360, and Dead Space 2's Outbreak on PC, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360 will be affected by the shutdowns. So if you're enjoying the multiplayer on those games, you're running out of time. So enjoy those multiplayers while you can. Now we got a lot of good stuff to get to because GamesRadar.com said, Medros, you better be paying attention to this. Pokemon made some announcements. So here's what we know. There were updates on Pokemon Scarlet and Violet's upcoming DLC. There's also Detective Pikachu Returns and Pokemon Sleep, along with some other stuff. Now, the Pokemon World Championships will be in Yokohama, and that will be Yokohama, Japan, on August 11th through the 13th. Competitors will be competing against each other using Scarlet and Violet, as well as a Pokemon trading card game, and Pokemon Go, and Pokemon Unite. Now, Detective Pikachu did return and has a new trailer. And in the trailer, there was a tough-talking Pikachu along with his partner, Tim Goodman, and that goes along with Tim's friends and family. Now, Detective Pikachu will release on October 6th, but the pre-orders are now live. Yes, it's on Nintendo. Unless you're watching some Pokemon stuff. That includes Pokemon Horizons, the series. Now, it is unclear when the series will release, but there was some footage that's on YouTube about Pokemon Horizons, so we'll see what happens there. And they also got some information on the Pokemon Go Fest in 2023, which some of these have already happened, like in London, Osaka, and New York. That was in the middle of August. But September, the Pokemon from Paldea region, which would include Sprigatito, Frigecko, and Qualtzy, words. My brain hurts. But they will start appearing in Pokemon Go. And the Pokemon Cafe may be showing up there as well. So, we'll see what kind of food will be made here. Whether it be the MMO game type or in real life. We'll see. It is a thing. But the Pokemon trading card game and the Pokemon Stadium 2 will be coming to Nintendo Switch Online. Now that was up on Nintendo 64 for Pokemon Stadium 2, but that will be coming here very, very soon. Oh, there's a lot more stuff too. but that's on GamesRadar.com, so I will let you take a look at it on your own volition. Because we got a lot more stuff to get to, like Saints Row, according to BlueNews.com, will have its new DLC, and it's called A Song of Ice and Dust. Now, that will be coming later on this year, so everybody can get hype about it, which you can see that stuff on YouTube there as well. Now, everything's about to get random, so get ready. GameSpot did say that you can go get both Mario games on PlayStation 5 for $30. Now, they're on Amazon and at Best Buy. That's not an online price, okay? But it's $30, and it's all part of the PlayStation's back-to-school sale, which would include a PlayStation 5 for $450 and DualSense controllers for $49 each, along with some other games and stuff through Amazon and Best Buy, like MLB The Show and the Captain Edition, about $30 off, so on and so forth. Demon's Souls, $29, which is about $41 off. And Ghost of Tsushima, Director's Cut, $40 off, $30. So go check those out. Now, if you play games on Netflix, well, Netflix is going to come out with an app for your iPhone. This comes to us from Engadget.com, and that's what they're doing. They're developing an app right now, and apparently it just showed up on the iOS devices, and it's called the Netflix Game Controller. So it does let your phone or tablet as a gamepad with the pair of the device with your TV, and it will allow you to play games available through the Netflix service on TV. And there are some games to be played there. Now, if you want to play some GTA 5, which would include the Xbox Cloud, well, you could use your smartwatch. Yep, I said it. GameSpot.com did report that GTA 5 and Halo 5 on your smartwatch via the Xbox Cloud Gaming Service is now making the rounds. Now, the video came from 2021, and it did give what Xbox was thinking about cloud services going to the phones. But now, that's starting to make the rounds. So if you got a smartwatch, go check out the cloud services there. All right, bouncing around to Call of Duty. Yep, Destructoid did confirm that Modern Warfare 3 will have a November release. Now, according to their YouTube channel, that's the Call of Duty YouTube channel, it did announce that Modern Warfare 3 will launch November 10th, but there was no indication on what platforms, along with the latest ongoing first-person shooter series, will be on. But we'll see. We'll keep our eyes on it, and maybe on this one too. Only because, kinda funny, in the title, BlueNews.com did say that the Godfeather, that's right, the Godfeather, that's a Mafia Pigeon saga, yeah. And it's a third person, that's bird stuff, will be coming to PC on October 6th and to Switch at some point later. So you might want to look above you. Anyway, I gotta throw it down on this one. PC Gamer did say that WrestleQuest will be delayed. Yep, and they did give a little bit of a reference to Stone Cold Steve Austin hitting Vince McMahon with a bedpan. Take that bump. Anyway, they announced in 2022 that WrestleQuest will have players as a young wrestler looking to make their mark in the 1980s and 1990s. Now, this is not a licensed WWE game, but it does have a few big names, including the Macho Man, Randy Savage, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake Roberts, and Diamond Dallas Page, Booker T, and Jeff Jarrett, which he liked the idea so much, he made an appearance in the WrestleQuest ad with his guitar. Now, the game was supposed to be out today, but the delay came out at the very last minute. So here's what Mega Cat did say, quote, "When performing final checks on one of our launch platforms, we discovered it was possible for players to lose or save game progress when playing WrestleQuest on multiple different devices. Because this is a game filled with hours of content and player progress is so important, we can never body slam our fans like that. So, WrestleQuest may be out on August 22nd. However, the WrestleQuest demo does remain available on Steam, so you can enjoy that. And by the way, PC Gamer did show the video of Stone Cold Steve Austin hitting Vince McMahon with the bedpan. Good stuff. They also said PC Gamer, that NVIDIA's new GPU will now cost $1,250. Why? Because there's 6,144 CUDA cores, 20 gigabytes of GDDR6, and it's RTX 4000. And NVIDIA says that it's, quote, the most powerful single slot GPU on the planet. So it does have an Ada Lovelace 8104 chip. The RTX 4000 delivers, or does deliver, the same graphical stuff found in the RTX 40 series GeForce lineup. It is slot between the RTX 4070 and the RTX 4070 Ti in the GeForce stack. So, extra VRAM but less bandwidth, 160-bit memory bus, 360 gigabytes per second. Am I selling you yet? Maybe I can sell you on this. PlayStation 5 beta, according to IGN, does add cloud gaming streaming. So, Sony did provide a new public beta software for PlayStation 5, and it is on the PlayStation Plus Premium subscribers, where they can do up to 4K resolution. Now, what is unknown is which resolution will be available, so that we will keep an eye on. But back in June, Sony did say that they would be checking out cloud streaming for PlayStation 5. Now, PlayStation 5 cloud streaming will be a successor to PlayStation Now, and that would compete up against Xbox Cloud Xbox Cloud Gaming, which that is available to the Game Pass Ultimate subscribers. So enjoy that one. Now we look at PC Games SN, and they're saying that if you want a refurbished Steam Deck, you might be in luck, because there are some new listings on the rGames subreddit with SteamDB that may be revealing that Valve plans to start selling refurbished Steam Deck handhelds, and that will be a third-party database for everything to do with Steam. So if this comes, well, they will have a nice little sticker to it that will say certified refurbished. So we shall see what happens. Oh, there's a little bit of a tweak to Game Pass. IGN did report that the $1 offer is now only for 14 days. And that's mainly because of Starfield. Because Starfield is coming, and I don't think they wanted to put it with Starfield. Okay, but still, it's $1 for a short period of time. And Wario64 on X did say, quote, Game Pass $1 offer is now only for 14 days instead of 1 month. And he did post the pictures. So, yeah, there you go. We will end with Overwatch 2 new hero. And according to Polygon.com, it is Ilari. And that is a support shooter from Peru. So Ilari will arrive in August 10th with the content drop called Invasion. And with Invasion, the fans will get their first taste of Ilari in action. So if you're into Overwatch, go get her. You can check us out at groupquest.com. And we are all Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. I've taken too much of your time. So I'm just going to say, go play some games, people. Enjoy your night.